And welcome to our show, Geeks Are Wired Podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I'm your host, Bill, and this week we have Anthony.
Hi, people.
And Anna.
That's me.
And you can contact us by sending us an email at geeksarewired@gmail.com. Or calling us and leaving a voicemail or a text message at 801-896-4335. That spells geek at the end. And you also can help support us by going to our Patreon page at patreon.com/geeksarewired, where you can get access to the podcast early, get access to our Discord channel, get special badge on our Reddit page, and listen to us live on the recording. So, which means you get even earlier because it's live.
Woo!
Yay!
Yay.
And we're going to talk about things. Actually, I haven't shown you guys this yet. So there's a new Monopoly board out.
Oh, boy. There's a lot of new Monopoly boards.
This
is an OG one?
This is a legit by Hasbro. And, well, the Hasbro still has all those, like, rando ones.
Yeah.
But this is, like, changing the rules, even.
Really?
So it's Monopoly for Millennials.
Hmm.
What's different about it?
You can't own property.
The fact that they said for Millennials, it kind of irks me. If it said Millennial Edition, maybe it would be a little bit better. I don't know. It just comes off to me as if they're saying, like, it's, you know, the For Dummies books?
Yeah.
Kind of comes off to me as that.
I can see that.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So, like I said, you can't own property in it.
What's the point of Monopoly if you don't own property or trade?
You get the YouTube likes.
That's kind of weird. And
wait, YouTube?
YouTube.
Why did they pick YouTube?
Because how else do they make money? There's hashtags and bicycles and cameras. Like, they get rid of all the normal things. You can live in your parents' basement.
So
it really does, like, stereotype millennials.
So those are the pieces that you can choose from to move them.
Yes.
What type of cards would they actually have?
You forgot to cancel your... what is it? Well, one of your subscriptions, and now you have to pay $40 fee. You had a free subscription to something. You forgot to cancel it.
You forgot to cancel it before it charged.
It doesn't sound like a game that I would like to play.
I'm totally buying it.
Okay, you can buy it. We'll play it once, and then I'll never play it again.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Okay.
I wonder if it takes just as long as the normal Monopoly.
Okay, so that's something else I also found out. Normal Monopoly was not ever supposed to take long. It's all the additional rules and house rules that have made it longer. Like, because the idea is you're supposed to, the game's supposed to drain your money as fast as possible. Because it was originally made against the idea of, against monopolies and how bad they are. So the idea is like, hey, government or your big businesses will just destroy you. So it was actually a really downer game at first.
Yeah.
And then all these rules of they added hotels, which actually extends the game because it makes the puts the houses back into the game so people can start upgrading more. So that's a legitimate rule that actually made the game last longer. People putting money on free parking that pushes the money around even, or makes money move around even longer so people can play the game even longer. So, like, the entire idea is to basically go broke and go broke fast. And hate people for doing it.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not very good at Monopoly because
it's been a while since I played it.
Because trading properties and everything, that's really difficult for me to, like, negotiate.
Yeah.
So here's what you do. You gang up on one person, and then that's how you play it.
Buy the first row.
That too.
The entire first row. It's cheap and nobody can get around it.
Yeah. No, I just think it's more fun to gang up on someone. I won't win, but it's fun. Yeah.
Well, there was another one that was like, I have another Monopoly, I call it the sellout edition. It basically has all the McDonald's and there are all the, you have these billboards you have to fill up. So it's like McDonald's, Yahoo, Microsoft, all this stuff. The four player max game. I have had, I think the shortest game was 3 minutes and the longest game was 20. Like the game is not long at all.
The only varied Monopoly that I've played is Monopoly Idaho, like the Idaho edition.
Mm-hmm.
And, or I think it was Idahoopoly or something.
Yeah, but that's still the same rules as Monopoly. Like, this one sounds like they're legitimately, like, tweaking. And the same thing with that other one.
That's true, but the Idaho version, mm-hmm. they basically just kind of did Idaho trivia, but it's outdated information. yeah, so it's very much like the normal Monopoly. I haven't really played very many variations again, as far as, like, they have so many different types of Monopoly out there.
Yes. Yes.
I know that, I think Achievement Hunter put out their own version of a Monopoly.
I wouldn't doubt it. There's so many. They're fun and all, but...
Yeah, the cards on it are kind of fun. I don't remember exactly what they are, but they talked about it on one of their podcasts. So, yeah.
But this sounds...
I'll play if you if you buy it, I'll play it.
Okay.
I will never probably ever buy it though.
I don't blame you.
Because it's
But it's for millennials.
It just seems gimmicky.
Of course it is.
It's for millennials, meaning it's, I feel like I'm being attacked based on some of the stuff that's, it's like trying to, like, what are my words? It's like trying to
cash in.
Say
on
like
something.
It's cashing in, but it's like, hey, we understand. Let's go make fun of it.
Yeah.
It's like
typecasting.
Yeah, I guess.
Stereotypes.
Yeah, that too.
Well, yeah, it is definitely stereotyping, but it's like making fun of it, which is whatever. It just seems like a parody, and it is a parody. Like a parody of the game Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost feel like it's probably something they shouldn't be doing. But I don't know.
Well, yeah, here's some of the cards. Like chance, you were accepted to an out-of-state university, advance to the city, lose all your money. Get an undergraduate degree, advance to go. Now you owe the bank $100,000. Pretend that's okay.
It's just sad. And there's a bunch of them that we can't see.
Yeah. Trying to pull up the board. Parts of it. Go to college. Debit card. Lose it all. I wonder if this... Actually, I'm questioning if this one's real. Yeah, I'm not
Those
thinking this is real.
Bases don't
Yeah, that's, that one's not fun. Real. Never mind. We'll move away from that. But still, there is...
People will never know what we were looking at.
Yeah. She'll never know.
Super tax.
Yeah. Pay all the taxes. I don't know. It sounds goofy. If you can find it. That's the other thing, is I half-heartedly... It started off at $20.
Oh,
and
yeah?
That's if you were lucky. Just, like, if you type in Monopoly for Millennials online,
mm-hmm.
Walmart is apparently selling it for $69. You can buy it on eBay for $35.
Why?
People bought it up and are reselling it already.
But Walmart...
Probably a third-party seller through Walmart.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yeah, sort of.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's like Amazon. Yeah, it happens, but...
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's exactly it. It's trolling.
Yeah. And of course, that's if you can find it through the third-party seller at Walmart.
This item is no longer available.
Yeah. More than likely.
Jenga.
More than likely, wait. I'll probably buy it like in July when they reprint more.
When I forget about it.
Yeah.
And then get mad again.
Unless they decide to like, no, this is a one-time thing.
Nintendo tried that.
Yeah. They realized they shouldn't.
No, I think they did that just to get the hype back up.
Oh.
Because they had a bunch of hype, and then they were like it got sold out, and they're like, eh. And then, like, 2 months later, they're like, we're not going to make any more. Mm. And then when the classic Super Nintendo came out, they're like, surprise, we're making more. Because they're the same boards internally, nearly. I think the Super Nintendo has, like, double the RAM, but otherwise they're the same board.
Yeah. So. That's why the aftermarket ones came out with off of Pies.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. So yeah, Monopoly for Millennial Edition.
Yeah. On Amazon, it's stupid expensive too.
Yeah, I could see that. Third party seller.
Yeah.
So all right.
That's a thing.
What's next on the chopping block?
So do you remember Bat Kid?
No.
They dressed up as there was this child many, many years ago.
I know who Bat Dad is.
No, Bat Kid.
It's Bat Kid?
Yeah, there was a Bat Kid. He had cancer many...
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's been a while. But now he's cancer-free!
Yay! He's 10 now?
Yes.
Nice.
So 5 years ago.
Yeah, I don't remember Bat Kid.
Yeah.
That's cool, though.
He solved a crime in the city.
I never heard of it either.
Ah, maybe I'm just too much into Batman.
At this point, I think you got to add Bat Dad to the show notes, too.
What is Bat Dad?
You haven't heard of Bat Dad?
No, I don't know Bat Dad.
That is so good.
Well, go to YouTube and look up Bat Dad. I think he posts his stuff there. It might be on Tumblr, though. You can just do that, too. Yeah, Bat Dad and Family. Click on it.
Interesting.
Click on it.
YouTube?
Yeah.
I'm worried.
No, it's nothing bad.
I know.
He has his family in it for crying out loud.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I may have seen some of these.
Okay, good. Bat Dad. You should put that in the show notes.
Okay, we'll put it in the show notes.
Hooray.
He's entertaining. I was after also. So there's entertainingness, and then there is goodness.
Okay, now back to Bat Kid.
Bat Kid. So 5 years ago, his make-a-wish was to be Batman and all that. So the entire city got behind him being Batman, and he took out, I think, the Riddler, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah.
For a five-year-old, that'd be... Actually, really, for anybody, that'd be pretty legit. Especially for, like, little kids, they'd be probably ecstatic. Like, out of all the days in his life, that's going to be the day he remembers.
Yeah, it was the Riddler. I was right.
The Riddler. Nice.
And then it was in San Francisco, and he was cheered along by 12,000 people that helped us.
Hope he wasn't shy.
I don't think he's shy. He doesn't look shy in the videos. It's all proud. You more proud.
All happy.
Yay.
Yeah. What kind of... Well, I'm not going to ask that.
I don't know.
Hooray. Congrats, dude.
We're burning through the show notes. This might be a short podcast.
Yeah, we'll see.
So the
one that you're hovering over?
Yes.
You guys ever remember Big Mouth Billy Bass?
Unfortunately.
It used to be a... It was a toy that looked like a mounted bass fish. And if you could put it on a sensor mode so that if someone walked in front of it, it would start singing loudly and start moving and scare the crap out of you. And yeah, so they've re-released that. And you can pair it up with your
Amazon Assistant?
Yes, your Amazon Assistant. And then it will apparently, like, anytime the assistant talks, it will talk as well. And it will dance along to tunes that you play on the assistant. And well, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be really amusing.
Yeah, this is something I think I'm gonna buy. Just because I liked the big mouth bass thing forever ago. And yeah, I think it was cool. It's only up for pre-order right now though. And I don't know how much it is.
$40.
$40.
$40.
Eh, I think it's worth it. As long as it functions as like the original thing too.
What do you mean?
Like, it would work standalone, just on its own.
So like pressing the button and actually having the original songs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
I'd like to see it.
I might not do that.
Yeah, I think it's all...
Well, I'm slightly depressing.
Oh. Is that your plug?
I don't know. I haven't got it yet.
Okay.
It comes tomorrow.
You just like pre-ordered it and you don't even know?
No,
like,
I didn't get the fish.
I don't know. I meant these.
No. Yeah, they'll be here tomorrow. Because they were a day late.
We're talking about... Yeah, actually, that's also funny. Is
the third gen dot.
Yeah. Apparently, Wednesday was supposed to be the day that all your Black Friday or Cyber Monday stuff was supposed to be delivered.
Mm-hmm. I got some of it.
I ordered stuff earlier and I'm getting it
late. Yeah, me too.
Which is actually funny. I did expect something else to show up and it showed up way earlier than expected.
Really?
So I'll call mine awesome.
You and your luck.
Yeah.
It got balanced out with the other one though.
That was only a day late. The other one, like I said, was way earlier. Mm-hmm.
Also, you see that thing on the customers who bought this item also bought, the thing on the very right end?
The coffee mug warmer?
Yeah, it looks like a candle warmer. I'm pretty sure it's a candle warmer.
It's pretty much
They just rebranded it.
Yeah.
It's just amusing to me.
It is.
But yeah.
I like how customers who bought the Big Mouth Billy Bass compatible with Amazon's Assistant also bought a Echo Dot third gen, Echo Dot second gen, Harry Potter remote control wand, a Wi-Fi plug, the Echo buttons, the coffee mug warmer, a Yeti, the, what is that, LED magnet pickup tool, telescoping one?
Yeah.
And
a crossbow.
Yeah, junior crossbow set.
A lot of those make sense. The crossbow one, not so much.
Billy Bass, it's, you know, they might be out like a Hunter Fisher type.
Oh, fair enough.
Yes. Actually, I think the Harry Potter one doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it's a remote control. No. Well, what's a remote control?
Televisions?
You should open it.
It controls televisions.
Actually, does it really?
Yeah, it's a... I forgot what technology is. IR device.
It is.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. A remote control wand.
That's legit.
So you can cast it.
How does that work?
IR.
No, I mean... Like, how do you...
It's
there's no
probably...
buttons.
Yeah, there is.
It's
There's
probably
buttons.
A There's hidden a set of buttons.
Oh, okay.
I've seen the thing in RL. There's buttons. I don't remember where the buttons are.
You're just going to play the video?
The picture doesn't show the buttons directly on the wand.
Well,
it's gesture-based.
Oh,
so you just
That's
like
weird.
Swish and flick
yeah.
and change your channels?
I swear it had buttons.
Well, that's interesting. So she is demonstrating how to program the wand.
See, there's a button.
Yeah, but that's not the button you were thinking it was.
Yeah. You just really need to turn it on. Turn your TV on. Turn it up.
Okay, we need to add this to the show notes.
You could just point your wand at things.
Yeah.
You push the button and you swish and...
You swish and flick.
Leviosa.
Not Leviosa. It's Leviosa. You did say Leviosa, I think.
Oh, okay. I'm not a wizard.
You're not a wizard?
Nope.
You're not a wizard, Billiam?
Nope.
Ow.
It makes a little more sense now that we looked at the video.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Because like the Google Home or, you know, or... Madam A, or the assistants themselves, like, you can control with that, and then you have this wand remote control.
Mm-hmm. You should get the shareable link so it's smaller. It's on the top right.
This sounds complicated.
No, it's right there. Your mouse is almost right there. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, what? Yeah, just copy that.
A mini link?
Yeah, it's a mini link.
You do realize we don't pay per... We don't pay per letter in our
I know, but
link text.
It just looks better.
It does look awesome because we put hyperlinks. over the word in the words.
But what if their podcasting doesn't support that? Whatever, it doesn't matter. You do what you want, Bill.
Remember, we figured out that the only ones that don't do that is Google's one. I think didn't Apple's even actually support that?
What?
No, it was Google's and it was Stitcher were the only two that didn't support the hyperlink.
Yeah, because Apple's podcast app supports them, I think.
Yeah, and of course this has been forever ago. Yeah, our show notes have hyperlinks in them that you can click unless you listen on Google or Stitcher. And like I said, both of those could have updated because this has been like a year since I looked.
Yeah.
That's the other reason.
That was when it was brand new too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
Yeah. Also, we, because of the holiday and because of the wonkiness of everything, we have not been getting Captain Bangle's comic book updates. I'm planning on getting that in next week.
Okay.
So we will have that back. It's just been busy. So, yes.
Then
we'll talk about comic books because I'm falling behind on my comic books already. But there's awesomeness. Actually, I need to read I got the first issue of the Green Lantern Cop, miniseries one.
Okay.
There's the serial drama of the, buddy cops. Like a TV show where like buddy cop. So there's a Green Lantern version of it that just came out.
Intriguing.
Yes. I got to read the comic still.
Intriguing. I don't know anything about that. What is that?
The buddy cop. It's Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Define buddy cop, I guess.
It's like two cops doing a... It's like an old TV show thing. Like where two cops kind of like...
So like the cop and the partner cop.
Yeah.
They just kind of go and...
They solve crimes and they do their things.
Okay. So is it Green Lantern and just another...
I got to read the comic. It's Green Lantern. Well, it's part of the Green Lantern Corps, so yes.
That makes sense.
It sounds awesome. I still have to read the comic, but it's still, I'm sure it's awesome.
Yeah, it's probably pretty good.
But we'll let Captain Bangles explain that one next week. Or maybe I'll finally read the comic and we'll talk
about
it.
You should probably just finally read the comic.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
let's go. Oh, we're going with that one?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go with that one.
This one. I choose you.
Okay. You choose Netflix anime announcement frenzy. I don't know anything else about it. Yeah. It has the words Cowboy Bebop in it, though.
So and Netflix,
so I'm very intrigued.
Is planning on making another live-action anime TV show movie or something.
And the last one was Death Note, right?
Well, actually, they were going to make...
Well, they've done Death Note.
They did Death Note. Well, the next one that they've been planning on is Last Airbender.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, okay. So let's just add that to the chat.
They did have Full Metal Alchemist as well, I believe.
Oh, they did have that one.
But they did that one.
Yeah, they did that. I actually did not
heard good things
watch
about that.
The full movie. I actually started it, but didn't actually finish watching it.
Will this one actually be good?
Which one? What
you
one?
You didn't hear what I said.
Will it be good? Like her thing or The Last Airbender?
The Last Airbender.
The live action Last Airbender? It's Netflix?
There is someone who is a host on this podcast who just really loved Avatar, The Last Airbender, like the live action one.
Yeah, yeah.
And
who's that?
It's not you, is it?
No.
No, they're not here today.
Oh.
And I don't want to out them, but they're also the only other person who's usually on here every time.
I enjoy it though.
Okay, well then there's two people. I just hated it, but you know, each to their own.
I just wish that they continued with it though. Like they just kind of stopped with the one movie.
It's because it bombed. A lot of people didn't like
it. There was talk of him possibly making the second.
Oh yeah, I did hear about that.
Still, honestly, I'll believe that when I see it. But Netflix,
yeah,
is going to be making a live-action Last Airbender, which is going to be It's going to be a continuation from Last Airbender, so they are going to be...
Oh, it's post?
Older.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's going to be in between the Last Airbender series and then the Legend of Korra series, basically.
Yes.
Somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. Nice. That'd be cool.
So after the different books, but before Korra?
Yeah, before Legend of Korra.
I forgot there's the comic books. I don't know how it's going to follow with the comic books, that line.
I imagine it's probably after.
Yeah, because they're still young in the comic books, aren't
they? The comic books are basically almost immediately after.
Yeah, so they're actually going to be older adults in the show. At least that's what...
Yeah.
That's the last thing I heard they were doing.
Is there a release date?
No.
Oh. Okay, well, I'll keep this on my radar.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know about this. I'm super excited.
Sometime this century.
That's what they said about Half-Life 3.
Some Chinese New Year. Somewhere between some Chinese New Year and some new American New Year. That's when everything is always released. All right, back to the other thing. I totally lost it. I don't even know where it went.
Cowboy Bebop. You're just going to click it again.
Yeah, why not?
All the tabs. So if you don't know, Cowboy Bebop is this amazing anime from like 1999-ish?
I believe 90s, something like that.
Anyways, it was 26... episode long anime that was awesome, and if you have not watched it, you should go out and get Netflix or your Funimation subscription and watch it. You will probably not regret it. It's like a futuristic, earthy kind of thing. I think it takes place in the late this century. Is that right? Do I remember right?
For what?
I'm trying to think of the time frame, but yeah, that seems about right as far as the time frame, and I actually do enjoy the story.
Yeah, I really liked it, and the music in it's really good too.
And
in my opinion,
I really enjoy, like, they have this tiny corgi, and I really enjoy that. It's made Ted and I actually want to get a corgi, but we haven't actually purchased a corgi. We have a cat instead.
Corgis are expensive. I looked at corgis. They're awesome, but not people that aren't even into Bebop like corgis. Corgis are expensive and actually hard to get.
They are.
Are they?
I hear that they have really high energy, so you have to be able to...
They're herding dogs.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they herd cows, and if you have them with other dogs, they'll start herding the dogs. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
They got the urge to herd.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's sheep herding. I don't know. Either way, they're herding dogs. So apparently there's way more, too, besides Bebop. They're going to do. They're also doing Ultraman, and the anime series, which apparently is coming out in April 2019. And I forgot. There was something else. Oh, and Neon Genesis Evangelion.
Really?
Yes. I totally butchered that, but I...
No, I think that's about how you say that.
Okay, cool. So that's coming to Netflix as well.
You might have got the last word wrong, but I think it's pretty close. That's cool. I still haven't watched that one, but I intend to.
Yeah, so there's... Yeah, Netflix is just running with this.
Well, they know there's a... It's not a niche market anymore. It's a pretty big one. It's just no one else seems to want to fill it. So they're having at it.
Well, they got the money.
Yeah. I say go for it, as long as it's fairly good. So that's cool. That's exciting.
So they're going, all sorts of...
Going ham.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So, yay. But I recommend... you did this earlier. I still recommend it. Bebop.
Mm-hmm.
Go hunt down Cowboy Bebop.
I think it's on Netflix. It's at the very least on Funimation.
Yeah. I don't think I ever saw the movie.
I never did. I only saw the TV series. Is there actually a movie?
There's an actual movie, and it's kind of like in a weird, like, in between, in the middle of the series point.
Oh. Was it like a special?
Kind of. Like I said, I never saw it, so.
I think I have actually seen it then. I'll just pull it up on TV Showtime.
Yeah, that works. Oh, and by the way, Google got the normal update now.
Oh.
I found out. They actually had a big old thing talking about.
Really?
Yeah, it came out in 2001. So it was after, came out after the series, but okay, it's based on in the middle of it.
Hmm.
Came out after the series, but it's about, yeah.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
So, ta-da! We'll link Bebop in the show notes.
Came out on September 1st, 2001.
Unless you're in the U.S.
Well.
And it came out on August 11th, 2002.
Okay. That was, it does say in Japan.
Yes.
Cool.
But yay! Okay, so it's best based in the year 2071. That's when Bebop happens.
After the movie, at least.
Well, the series is still like it's plus or minus 5 years, yeah.
Yeah, it's within there.
But it's still after Earth's catastrophic events.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I probably shouldn't read the plot, huh? I was about to read the plot.
Yeah, you should probably stop. But the catastrophic events is from the series.
Yeah.
That you get explained. It's not a major point, but...
Well, I didn't explain very much in the series. I just said it was in the future, slightly.
Yeah, it is in the future, but... Like, I guess that's a little even after, like, if you think about, like, Ready Player One. Like,
yeah,
when that was set.
That was set in the 40s, right?
Yeah, it was like 2040 something. And so, I don't know. So. This, as far as Cowboy Bebop, though, it's a lot more futuristic than Ready Player One is.
Yeah.
And especially because, like, they actually do have a lot more space. Exploration or like
space
travel, but yeah, it's a good action anime. So Cowboy Bebop is definitely like one of my top favorite animes out there.
It's like Firefly, but an anime.
Yeah, it's like it's a space cowboy in anime form.
Yeah.
In some ways, it kind of reminds me of
Firefly
Treasure
came out after
Treasure
too,
Planet. So, like, that type of space kind of setting that you would actually expect.
What show did you say just now?
Treasure Planet.
Oh, Treasure Planet. Okay.
Did you see that?
Kind of, yeah. It's been a while. I've only seen it once. I saw it in theaters.
I think I remember it. But I'm not sure.
I remember sail. Like, he had a sail, and, like, he surfed on it at one point. I think that was the opening.
I might not have watched this.
You should go watch that,
just
Bill.
Just Google it real quick.
Oh, no, I know it. I just don't think I watched it.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
It's been a while. Like I said, I think I've only seen it whenever it was in theaters, and that was, I was probably like 6.
Yeah.
Or 8
Millennial.
Or it's okay, I got a Monopoly board for my generation. I hate it.
I'm not sure where I actually land in, like, the generations, because, like, I've looked up different things that actually explain the start of millennials, and some of it I'm kind of partially in there, but I'm also partially, like, Generation X, I guess. Into Generation Y.
You're Zenial. A Millennial X.
Zenial.
So,
Zenial?
Zenial. Yeah. I don't know exactly like where one thing starts or one thing ends.
I think the categories are kind of all messed up now. Anyways. So much changes and moves along.
Yeah, it doesn't even really matter anymore.
So,
at this point, they'd be like smartphone era or... compact computer era or Game Boy Advanced era. I don't know.
Laserdisc era. Floppy disk era.
I don't know. At least in the United States, Laserdisc doesn't really count. Because not a lot of people had it.
Okay, I'll admit that.
It went from VHS to DVD. In the US, at least. Other places, Laserdisc had a bigger foothold, especially Japan. But
Laserdisc
there also, fun fact, there were actually vinyl video discs, too.
Yeah.
Like, they played with a record player.
Interesting.
I'll add that.
Actually, that wouldn't be difficult. I could see that working.
Yeah, Tecmoan on YouTube did a video about them. I can add that to the show notes, too, I guess.
All right.
If I remember.
Yeah, it may be in the show notes or not. But sticking with Netflix, also coming out soon in December is the final season of Voltron. Defender of the something.
Legendary Defender?
Yeah, Legendary. I was like, what is this season?
I am disappointed in you, yeah. Bill.
I want to say, I grew up on Defender of the Universe.
Defender of the Universe.
So, which also puts me as old. But... So that's coming out, and then they ended up recording a
cover of You're Welcome
for Moana.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. We're putting that in the show notes, and Neil Kaplan ended up posting it, so we saw it, and we had him on the show,
yes,
from Fandom Con.
Mm-hmm.
About a month ago now is when his episode posted.
Yeah, it was
or
fun.
And if you don't know who Neil Kaplan is, go back, go download that one. It was a fun interview.
Yeah, he was the voice of I can't remember
Zarkon. His
name. Yeah, Zarkon, who was the former leader. Well, he was the leader. Well, is the leader was and of the Galra.
He's the emperor. The
oh, emperor. Got it.
Yes,
leader, emperor, same thing. Yeah.
The protagonist.
The prop. Yeah.
Yeah. Good guy, bad words. Guy. Point of view.
Words.
Big words. They mean things.
Yeah.
I guess you'll know him better from the Transformer series, though.
The TV series, right? I don't know if he ever... I think it was for the TV series, the animated one.
I think so.
He was
a really good voice
Optimus
actor.
Prime, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
If I remember right.
Yes.
Cool.
I actually talked about that in the interview, too.
Yeah, I remember that. I just couldn't remember exactly.
He's done other voices and
he's games done a lot. And... A lot.
Let's see.
He's in Star Wars,
222 credits.
He was in Star Wars? And he was in the Spyro Reignited. What?
Yeah, he has a big list that he's voice acted.
I didn't know he was a voice actor in the Spyro Reignited trilogy. I wonder who he did. Click it.
That's not going to help. IMDb is not nearly that awesome.
To Wikipedia.
Yeah, you might have better luck with that.
I'm doing it.
I guess maybe it does. Maybe Wikipedia is not... Actually, Wikipedia needs to be way better at this anyways. You have to go to the full cast, and then you control F, and...
He's probably one of the dragons in the first game.
He is a voice.
So he's only credited as voice on IMDb.
Yeah.
That was totally worth doing that, actually.
I'll just use Google.
I accept that because he was also a voice in Elder Scrolls Online, Morrowind. And
he did say he was in Skylanders, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think he did say that.
It does say additional voice in Morrowind. I accept. He's probably multiple voices. Where did you see Star Wars?
There were, like when we interviewed him, he did actually discuss being on Star Wars.
It was in there somewhere. You have a...
Oh, he's Lupin the Third.
Okay, I was going to say, you could also do a Control F and just look for Star Wars.
I like Lupin. And also, like, he did some voice acting as far as, like, a character in Naruto as well.
He actually did stuff in Old Republic. Knights of the Fallen Empire. Shadow of Revan And Uprising.
Well, okay. If you want to find out more about him, you can also still listen to our prior podcast.
Exactly.
And he also has some additional contact information. So if you wanted to catch him on like Twitter or any of the other...
I like his Instagram page.
His Post Instagram page.
Great pictures. He tries to have a variety of stuff that he posts.
You can follow him in one of those places or just kind of listen to our podcast and you can find out any of the other sites that you can visit and follow him.
Okay, Anthony. Mm-hmm. This is totally you. You're going to have to explain this.
Well, that's why I put it in to do.
Okay, fine. We will skip that one till later.
Yeah.
Okay, then we're going to do this one. So, Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
What about it?
You can play it through Chrome. Through their private thing of Project Stream.
That input lag, though. I don't know. If there's... No. I mean, playing the game, there'd be a lot of... In my opinion, I think there'd be a lot of input lag.
It started on October 5th. But, yeah, this has been out for a little while. But yeah. It doesn't...
Input lag.
You think so?
Yeah, like, I tried playing, like, the Vita.
Mm-hmm.
The PlayStation Vita, Sony Vita, whatever. It allowed you to remote play mini games from the PS4. And I tried remote playing the Spyro Reignited trilogy on it because someone else is using the TV when I wanted to play. And even though there was only like a couple of milliseconds of delay, it still bugged the crap out of me. Mm-hmm. I'm really sensitive to stuff like that for some reason.
But
so this wouldn't be for me, but it is cool that it's a thing that exists.
So apparently you can, even though it started up, you still have to sign up for... to join the project. So we'll put a link of the project in the show notes.
You can look at it and ponder it and wish you had it.
So actually, yeah. So they're still releasing stuff. I could see the lag. So it's mid-January is actually when, that's what they're saying. So the sign-up has started, but mid-January is when they're going to start getting people in.
So it's not out yet then?
No, the sign-up is out. Sign-up started on October 5th.
And what were you playing? What were you talking about? Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
That's the same thing. No, the sign-up started. So this is a beta project that Google was doing.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But you're thinking it's going to be all laggy?
I mean, it's going to be no laggy than anything else. Like, Sony's been doing this with their PS2 and PS3 titles. Like, if you pay for a premium subscription and you have decent internet, you can actually, like, they have like PS3s running somewhere that you connect to, and then they stream the game to you, and then you play it that way. Like, Sony's been doing this for a little bit, and I think Xbox even started doing it too, but yeah.
Actually, that's how a lot of stuff is online. Like, you are still, you don't have all the content on your local, you have a lot of cloud content.
Yeah, but I mean, this is for games.
I'm talking about games too. So, like, you're right, like, Xbox is, but also that's how, like, you don't, especially... Like,
the game is still always processing on your computer, though.
You're just talking about the storage space, right? So...
Mm-mm. No, because the storage space can also be in the cloud, but you also, yeah, because...
Like, the game's still, like, on most things, even though, like, it's still downloading it from the internet,
mm-hmm.
it's still executing on the actual device you're playing on. Like, RuneScape's a classic example of that. You know, you never install it. Well, you do now because browsers won't let you run straight up Java in browsers anymore. But you used to be able to just go to it in your web browser, and as long as you had Java installed, you could play it, which most everyone had Java installed. Still do.
What?
Especially if you like to play the Minecrafts.
So there's an entire thing about
it. Yeah, there is, but.
Yeah, you're right. Xbox, Sony.
Mm-hmm. But in order to do those ones, you have to have decent internet. Like, your ping can't be higher than, like, 20 milliseconds, I think. So that would put me and you out. Because Cable One's ping, I think, is at the lowest 40 milliseconds.
Yeah. Yeah, so gaming as a service, I guess, what they were.
So, gas?
Yeah.
Gas. You got some of that gas?
Yeah. Okay, but I can see your... Yeah.
If you have fiber, then you're good.
If you have fiber that's not restricted.
I just mean fiber because of the latency. That's the word I was looking for, latency. Faster.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to find this. I did find it.
What is it?
Okay, I did get lucky on this one. I was like, is this it? Nah, this can't be. I don't know. I might have to research this and talk about it next week. This is totally not it. I'm going to have to find it.
Okay.
Because, but we, maybe a little hint. There's apparently faster than light. Because it's fiber. Fiber is light. Ha ha ha. Okay. But there's faster than fiber internet that is being worked on and researched. It's faster. Okay. So how fiber works is you send light down this little thing.
I know.
But the thing with fiber is the light will bounce around on its way through.
Yeah, it will.
So what you do to make it faster is you reduce the bouncing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can straight shoot it a little bit better,
it's not faster than light.
I know, it's joking when I say faster than light. I'm totally joking, faster than light.
I was like, how? Unless you're like cutting out the process of converting it from electricity to fiber or to light, like making that part faster. Mm. But... Interesting.
But that's one way. I don't know. I gotta look into this more because there's some new stuff that came around that, and I just joking around faster than light.
It's not FTL.
It's totally FTL. We're quantum. We're just taking out the cable.
Quantum.
We're taking the cable out and we're just sending it from point A to point, the data from point A to point B directly.
If they can ever figure out like how to reliably do that, all we're going to need is just a little, what do they call that?
Teleportation device?
No, it is kind of like that. Like, you mess with one, like, you can link two particles together.
Oh, yeah.
And if you, quantum tunneling? Yeah, I don't know.
That could be a way.
Basically, if they can figure out how to, like, economically link two of those particles together,
mm-hmm.
you have one in a server somewhere, and then you have one on your phone, and then... You basically just send one bit at a time. And then you will have internet wherever you go.
Yeah, literally.
So like it could even be like on the like light years away.
I know, I was going to say literally wherever you go.
It'd be like done.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying it's kind of a teleportation type thing?
Well, okay.
As far as data goes, yes.
Yes. So, but there's this idea, or there's this thing that you can have two atoms that are in two different parts of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And they both react exactly the same.
Quantum entanglement is the words for it.
So quantum entanglement. But they both react exactly the same.
I don't remember the words.
So the data in one is the same data in the other one. So technically, if you could provide data in one, you would instantly have it, the same data in the other one, at the exact same moment.
And they've shown, I think, that this works. Like, it's a thing that happens. It's just by observing it, you change the outcome.
Don't you just love how quantum physics works? Not only observing it, but thinking about it.
Yeah. So you can't like you could do it now. You just it's garbage. Like, yeah, you'll be sending like ones and zeros on your side, but on the other side, it's like, yeah, I'm seeing ones and zeros too, but they don't mean anything.
It's a lot of work for that. That'd be awesome, but yeah, that's not this. Though that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Though we should probably.
Is that all?
That is it. We ran out of show notes.
Oh, no.
There shall be no more show notes until next week. And but we shall have, what's it called? Famous last words.
We'll have the famous last words?
Yes.
Okay, Bill, what's your famous last words? See, it sucks, huh?
Till last, the famous last words forever until next week.
All right, I guess I'll go next. I did this to myself.
I know you did.
Okay, if you enjoyed the Billy Mouth Bass, go pre-order that because I know I'm going to. Be cool.
You should check out all of those Netflix anime series that they're making live. So check out Cowboy Bebop.
To the show notes.